You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
Hey, as we continue going through the WNBA draft on Dishin' and Swishin' and on Swish Appeal, I'm pleased to have with me now assistant coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, who just coming off a phenomenal finish to their season, Debbie Black, joins me now. Debbie, welcome back to Dishin' and Swishin'.
Hey, hello, David. Good to be back.
Debbie, let's talk up for a minute about your senior star, just named All-American once again, first-team All-American, Gentel Lavender. She really, despite having a phenomenal career, period, really seemed to turn it up towards the end of this past season and then in the tournament.
I agree with you. I think, you know, she's just the kind of player that brings it every day and finds a way to do what she needs to do to help her team win. I think, you know, later on in the season when we had to go with a bigger lineup, she proved that she could play the four position. Probably might be her more comfortable position when we had a bigger center in there, and she could guard guards. But I think Gentel did a great job of really providing that leadership, and she's always been the most consistent player we've ever had.
Well, the 20-10 a game, her strong. What would you say is her strongest points as she goes forward into the pros?
You know, I think, first of all, she's got a pro body. I mean, she's built. I mean, you can't get built better than her. She can run with guards. She can catch, and she can finish around the basket. I think those, in my opinion, are her biggest assets. And I think they'll just continue to be her biggest assets as she goes to the next level.
One of the things that I liked when I saw, as you were mentioning, when you had to go to the bigger lineup, was she really showed a lot more of a face-up game than we had seen out of her in the past.
That's right. That's where her versatility, I think, showed through that, not just on the offensive end, but as well on the defensive end. On the offensive end, I mean, she actually has three-point range, but we've never used her as a three-point shooter, to tell you the truth. I mean, she's been more, obviously, back-to-the-basket kind of player, but she has that kind of range. And then on the defensive end, she had to play fours, athletic fours that were quick and, could move their feet, and she proved she could stay with them, which I think is going to be a big strength to the next level, because you're looking at a different athlete now at the next level, quicker, stronger, faster.
Now, as you mentioned that you thought you might be more comfortable going forward as a four, do you think that she, you mentioned her quickness, you think she has the quickness to stay with some of the fours that are in the WNBA? Because as you know from your experience, the four is actually, you know, probably the strongest position in the league right now.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you 100% it is. But I think Gentel is actually more comfortable playing that position to be able to move. Her lateral movement, it's all about her lateral movement, and her size is unbelievable at what she can do. And we haven't ever had to use her at that position, but I think she's actually more comfortable than banging it away at the five spot. And that's, you know, me knowing her in the gym for 4 years and knowing the next level very well, that I think she can guard a four. I mean, we could switch her on to point guard sometimes on the pick and roll. So I know what her lateral movement's like. She really, for a big girl, 6'4", you know, 230, 220, whatever she is, she can really move her feet. And I think, to be honest with you, people are going to be very pleasantly surprised at that, whoever drafts her.
As she goes forward, what do you think she has to work on the most?
I think, you know, she definitely has to continue to work on, you know, finishing around the basket. I mean, in a higher level of percentage-wise, you know, she's got to finish a little bunny. Sometimes she misses, and I think that's just sometimes a lack of concentration with Gentel. But the other thing is, probably what I'd say is one of her not strengths to game is her passing. She needs to continue to work on her passing. And as you know, at the next level, is not in this level, at the college level, double teams aren't going to come as much, and she's going to be very difficult to defend one-on-one. And I know it's the pros, but she's a handful by herself. And the reason I say her passing hasn't been as good is that she's been double and triple teamed at this level, and that's where she has to continue to work on that part of her game, which she has all, and she's gotten better at it. But that's what I think she definitely needs to continue to work on, and her mid-range game, more consistent to make, like you say, face up and really take them off the dribble and go. But, you know, I think she's continuing to improve, but they're the areas I would say that would be the biggest areas she can improve in.
And one thing that she certainly has brought, and you can see it on the court, and you, of course, have seen it off the court as well, is she certainly seems to have a lot of leadership tendencies, and she seems to be someone that people, at least their teammates, gravitate to in that type of role.
Yeah, she's a very, very confident young lady. I mean, that's that really I credit her for, you know, handling situations that she needed to handle. And she's not afraid to speak her mind, and I think that's great qualities of, you know, of leaders. And she has really proven that and certainly has gained my respect in that area throughout the years with the different things she had to handle. And she, like I said, her being so confident, she really brings a lot to the table.